I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go. 9:46 now, 14 till 9. The Pelicans beat the Bulls last night, but at what cost? Ali Cosell joins now, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ali?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. And yeah, you're absolutely right. At what cost? Because it was a mixed bag. You get a win, but you lose an important player.
Tell me your thoughts on the, first of all, Zion. What do you know about him?
Well, Zion picked up an illness several days ago, and it didn't look like he was going to play yesterday. Sure enough, he did not. But from what I'm hearing, he's going to be able to make that trip. Pelicans are going off on a four-game road trip starting tomorrow in Portland, and that he should probably be available. So that's the good positive there.
Tell me about DeJounte Murray. What do we know about him?
Yeah, unfortunately, he
DeJounte
was on his
Murray.
Way.
What did I say? DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, DeJounte. Trust me, we've all done it, right?
Yeah.
He was on his way to a nice game, triple-double. Wasn't shooting the ball well, but you could tell the offense was flowing much better with him at the controls. And defensively, I thought he did a decent job of slowing down Zach LaVine, who was incredibly hot for the Bulls in the first half. And it looked like he went up on a jump shot late, landed wrong, where he was trying to brace himself with his left hand and apparently fractured his left hand. Looks like he's probably going to be out for 3 to 6 weeks. Of course, we won't know for certain until we know what kind of fracture it was.
Hang on one second while I beat my head against the microphone. Ollie, hang on while I beat my head against the microphone. Can you please?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I mean, look, would it be a Pelican season if we weren't talking about injuries in the first week, right? I mean, I had all the Saints fans trying to console me with that.
But it's just, man, you know, man.
Yeah, it's awful news because DeJounte has been actually a model, durable type of player, especially while he was in Atlanta. So for him just to go out like that in the first game, when you're already missing Trey Murphy, now the Pelicans will be out, what, with two of their best six players, Tommy? Yeah, it's just not. Not conducive to getting to a great off to a great start.
Thoughts about the rest of the help from the Pelicans bench, etc.
I'm sorry, say that again, Tommy.
Thoughts about the help from the Pelicans bench, etc. And the whole
ball
concept.
Bench was incredible. Yeah, look, last year that was one of their biggest strengths. But after losing Dyson Daniels and Larry Nance this past offseason and several other guys, you were worried that maybe this team wouldn't have that kind of support from the reserves. But no, Eve Missy, I mean, let's start there. Pelicans rookie draft pick, 21st from the last draft. Nobody expected for him to be able to contribute right away because he's a raw basketball player. You saw that with his lone year in Baylor. And he's a guy that just started playing basketball, Tommy, at age 15. He's now 20. But you wouldn't believe that he played 23 minutes, only picked up two fouls. And I thought he was crucial in changing the momentum of the game, where the Bulls, not only were they hitting threes, they were getting a lot of layups. So he came in, started erasing some shots. And before you know it, the Pelicans were the ones now creating the turnovers and running up the score on their opponent by getting to the rim. So Eve Missy, stellar debut. And then, of course, you had Jordan Hawkins, who was probably the Pelicans' best player in preseason. He got to a quick start, hit a couple of shots. And you got to give credit to a guy like Devontae Green. I think we've even talked about him on your show before. Mm-hmm. Somebody was going to have to fill that role of Najee Marshall, Dyson Daniels, one of the wings that's going to be Willie's best defender off the bench. And it looks like with his four steals, Javonte Green's well on his way to doing that.
So looking ahead, how do you see this playing out with the injury to DeJounte Murray? And I guess Zion will be back. I don't exactly know what's wrong with him, but.
Yeah, Zion just had a viral infection, okay. Right? So he was always going to miss probably just one game. So he's going to jump right into the lineup. And essentially, Tommy, what we're going to have is what we saw last year, right? CJ's going to roll over to a point guard position, but he's not going to be the de facto point guard. Most of the ball initiation, right, for the offense will come from Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. And you simply have Daniel Theis replacing Jonas Valanciunas from last season. So it's kind of almost, I don't know if it's funny to say, but yeah, the Pelicans are going to be doing what they tried to get away from this offseason, right? They wanted to go small, get away from playing a traditional big and not having a legitimate point guard on the floor. Well, they're going to be back to that, it looks like, for probably at least several weeks. Like I said, I think 3 to 6 weeks is what I'm guessing Murray's going to be out.
Next up, they play Portland. How do they match up against the Trailblazers?
Well, you got to like the matchup. It's another young team, inexperienced, not expected to do well this year. So if the Pelicans, who have, you know, multitude of weapons, right? So we're talking about two guys that are out, but if they get Zion back, they'll still have four legitimate 20-point scorers. So they'll have enough offense. And you saw the defense yesterday. Still looked a lot like the defense we saw the last couple of seasons. So you expect them to do well, right? Portland last in the Western Conference standings last season. They aren't expected to improve much. So I expect them to honestly fetch two wins if they play decently.
And you said with DeJounte Murray, 4 to 6 weeks, is that what you said?
Yeah, the usual expectation is when you fracture a left hand, and this is not with surgery, right? If surgery is required, it may take a little bit more. But the standard time is usually 3 to 6 weeks.
All right. Thank you, Ali. It's just frustrating.
I mean, I wish you were a little more joyful, right? They got off to a nice start yesterday.
No, I know. I understand. I get all of that, but we're all excited about DeJounte Murray and man, yeah. We talked about beforehand about Zion, and I understand he's coming back. It was just a viral thing, but it was just kind of a deflating thing almost. You know what I'm saying? I know they won, and we should all be happy that they won and that they'll probably beat Portland, but it's just, you know what I'm saying.
It's never a perfect situation. I looked around the league. There was at least three or four other injuries. Right, so it's not just the Pelicans, but yeah, it feels like it. I know.
You know what? That's right. It's never a perfect situation. Words to close on. Thank you, Ali.
We'll talk to you again. Have a good weekend.
You too, man. Ali Kosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Newell is taking his show on the road. We'll talk about it when we come back here on WWL.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.